The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. And on today's program, we'll be having two groups live in our studio who are among the several performers participating in the 2011 Jazz Walk, sponsored by the Urbana Park District at Meadowbrook Park in the Sculpture Garden in Urbana, and lots of different jazz groups of varying sizes throughout the park, and you can just go and walk and enjoy jazz of different types. The groups we have representing the walk today are called Almost Anything, which is a quartet, which will also have as its fifth member a dancer participating. Of course, the dancer can't do much for us on the radio. And then in the second portion of the show, I'll be having another quartet called Bluesnik. And looking forward to it. Live in our studio. Should be fun. Live jazz here on Live and Local. That was music by Tim Green from a disc called Genie's Song, and the tune was called Soul Eyes, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. By way of introduction to our show today, which is about the Jazz Walk 2011 at the Urbana Park District, and that is happening on Friday, starting at 5:30, running till about 7:30 in Meadowbrook Park in Urbana through the sculpture garden there. Lots of outdoor sculptures, mostly large, and there's always gives people a nice walk, which means there's also lots of distance that can be created between the various jazz groups that'll be performing. There are some duos and small combos and larger combos, and we've got two of the, I guess, sort of middle-sized combos on our show today playing for us live. The first group is called Almost Anything, and then the second we'll have with us is called Bluesnik. If you look at their website for Urbana Park District, you'll actually see listed the Jonathan Houston Trio. It's the same group plus one, and as inevitably happens with groups of just about any kind of music, if you change out a performer or two, you get to change the name. And so they've done that. You can get more information on this event by going to urbanaparks.org, and we'll certainly hear more towards the middle of the program as we change setups. We'll be talking with Janet Soesby of the Park District about a little bit of the history of this event. But first, it's Almost Anything. Who are on violin, Dorothy Martirano, on accordion is Chris Raymond, on trombone, Eric Lund, and on bass today, but also often on the cello. I don't know what he's going to be playing at the jazz walk. Maybe both of them is Armand Baudouin.
Yep.
And they're all here with us live. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's okay to talk, yeah. But actually, you know, even before we say much of anything, why don't we just launch into a tune? Let's hear some music.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
This is called Chat Pitre.
Chat Pitre?
Yeah, chat, French. It's French, and chat means cat.
Oh, C-H-A-T, not S-H-O-T.
Yeah.
Okay, is that the name of somebody's cat?
It's like a clown cat.
Yeah, clown cat.
There's an edge of evil to it, though.
Oh, nice. I'm looking forward to this, then.
It's by Richard Galliano.
Okay. Almost Anything on Live and Local. Thank you. Chat Petra?
Petra.
Petra. A cat of sinister dimensions. Performed here by the Almost Anything Quartet, which I suppose explains a question I've had for a while. Every once in a while I see a listing or an email from Dorothy Martorano here or via Facebook or something for the Almost A Trio, and I always wanted to ask, oh, what Almost A what? And
almost.
Is this it?
Well, sometimes it's like if we say Almost Trio, Almost A Trio, then it's a duo. But if we say Almost a Quartet, then it's a trio. But if we say Almost an A in quotes, it refers to the accordions in general, which are never A440. They're almost an A.
Well, now that's esoteric. For those who don't know, A440 is the number of frequencies, 440 cycles, what, a second?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That the pitch A that is above middle C in the piano
right.
resonates.
Right.
There it is.
So we're clocking in at A442.7 right now.
In other words, what she's really saying is
FM dial.
The accordion is never really in tune with anybody.
Well,
no matter where A is.
We tune. So sometimes we're just called almost, and sometimes we're almost A, and sometimes almost various whatever.
So it kind of depends who's there.
Yeah, there is something else I have to say about this particular walk. We're having a dancer with us on the jazz walk in the park, and her name is Tamin Totsky, and she's a graduate student in dance at the U of I, and she also works with us in a group called Compost Q with Kirsty Simpson, and she's a wonderful dancer. And she's going to be dancing to our... She decided she didn't want to dance in the studio today.
Well, she probably would have caused the drums, which are sitting behind you, for the next band that's coming in to... vibrate quite a bit, so
yeah.
she'd create her own accompaniment in addition to whatever you have
yeah.
going on.
Yeah.
So I know that as in another configuration, well, almost the same configuration, you play a lot of tango music, and that music definitely had a bit of the melancholy that tango often has.
Yeah.
Does this happen to be one of the pieces you sometimes play with that group as well?
No, we don't play that. We don't play Chat Petra with Tangata.
But there is, that's right, Tangata. I couldn't remember the name of the group.
Yeah.
So, and this is a little more, I'm looking at Armin's part here, which is a little more written out than jazz pieces usually are.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you talk about what it is you guys are playing? Are you playing jazz or are you playing something else?
So we play sometimes standard jazz tunes. And we play all kinds of European gypsy music, and why doesn't someone else talk?
Well, I was actually going to ask Eric Lund, who's the trombonist here, who's also on the composition, theory and composition faculty at the University of Illinois, and I've noticed that sometimes on my calendar I see the Eric Lund Quartet or Quintet playing at the Iron Post and other places, which was the first I've actually seen your name for a while. Have you been playing for a long time locally, regularly, that I just didn't pay attention? Or have you just been getting back into playing?
I've played all along for as long as I've been in town, 30 years and before that, but lately been more consistent about and putting together my own group. Before, it was usually playing with others and with Armand a number of times, and Chris is in my quintet. So that's been a pleasure to put together. And
Chris probably plays piano in that group.
Piano, although he has played some accordion as well. Mm-hmm. You have to pick the right tunes, but it can work.
And that's a jazz group?
That's a jazz group.
Is that kind of straight-ahead jazz, or is that more contemporary jazz, or
it's,
modern music?
It draws on the Great American Songbook, but it also pushes it in. We do pieces by Wayne Shorter and others, and sort of venture off into some freer improvisation as well. At least I'd like to go even more than that direction. But.
Well, that sort of was the gist of why I thought it perhaps might go more in that direction, because you are, you know, a writer of new music.
Right. But I have a real love for the Great American Songbook and everything that's associated with it and that history. I derive a lot of pleasure from playing that stuff.
We only have one standard with us today, but we weren't going to play it. We were going to play three different, because we know you're having a jazz group next.
We are, yeah.
So we thought we'd just play. The second piece we have here is a Ernesto Lecuona piece called La Comparsa, and it's written out. It's not improvised.
That's fine. Well, you've just introduced it, so why don't we hear it?
Okay.
It's a quartet here live in our studio called Almost Anything, and they're live and live and local. Ernesto Lecuona wrote a lot of wonderful tunes, some really wonderful music, and I know we've got a recording here at the radio station where he's playing piano on a ton of tunes. I think it's at least a 2-CD set that we have, but I'm completely blanking. Was he from Venezuela? Argentina?
I'm thinking.
I can't remember.
Brazil, but I'm not really certain. I know that this is a street dance, which starts very soft, and as it passes you on the street, it gets loud.
Oh, was that the idea?
Dies. Yeah, it's a Doppler.
I'm willing to bet that Eric, you've used the Doppler effect in some piece or another.
We all have, either by design or default. Yeah.
Although, you know, I can't remember. I'm so long out of physics class that I can't remember what a Doppler effect is.
Well, Armand's the scientist here. So.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
You're on the spot now.
So
you have 1 minute.
You're to moving explain past it. The wave, so you decrease the spacing or increase the spacing relative to your velocity with respect to the wave.
Got it.
Okay.
You can test me in 30 seconds. It's the only way I'll remember that. So, Chris, well, before I ask this question, I should remind folks that you are listening to Live and Local, and this is a group called Almost Anything, who will be among the numerous performers at Jazz Walk 2011, sponsored by the Urbana Park District, and it's going to happen at Meadowbrook Park in Urbana Friday evening from 5:30 to 7:30 throughout the Sculpture Garden there. You can walk along and hear various local combos. Other groups who are participating include the duo of Mark Smart and Mark Ginsburg, a group called Peter and the Wolves. Jonathan Beckett and Young Kim are playing, and some other groups as well, including the New Orleans Jazz Machine, and a group who will be live on this show in about 15 minutes or so, called Bluesnik. You'll see them on the Urbana Park District website listed as the Jonathan Houston Trio, but they apparently added somebody, and so got to change their name, and I'm looking forward to hearing them in just a little bit. But Chris Raymond is the accordionist for this group, and I of course first met Chris as a pianist, and I just wanted to check in with you since I know accordion is still relatively new for you. How's it coming? It sounds like it's coming well. You're getting more and more used to it.
I've had lots of practice with a few different groups in town, so I've been playing it a lot lately.
Are you growing to love the accordion?
Well, I think I loved it before, but I'm definitely enjoying all the playing I'm doing. That's for sure.
And you're crossing over, well, between you and Dorothy, I know for sure, and Armand, for that matter, are crossing over, if I can use that term, across a number of genres with this instrument.
Well, and as many as possible, really.
Is that intentional? I mean, you're just trying to get as well-versed as you can on music or on the accordion or both?
Music, art in general, I suppose. You know, and just... trying to get out in the community a little bit more and, make some more connections instead of just being more centralized with the same group of people, Like, you can get kind of caught up in a little niche of people sometimes, and it's good to branch out and make other connections,
Well, I've thought that so many of the players we have, certainly on this show, but also people in the local jazz community in general, do a pretty good job of mixing and matching. You borrow from this group, you borrow mm-hmm. from that group, and you become another group. And I think it's got to really exercise your chops in being able to play with, well, this is another way you can explain your almost A group, almost anybody. Play
there
with
you
almost
go.
Anybody.
Thank
How
you.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. Another title.
Yeah. But also, Chris, if I remember when I first asked this question, you said you kind of picked up the accordion with the groups because it's more portable than the piano.
Yeah.
So you can play it, well, in a park, for example.
Yeah, definitely.
At Meadowbrook. Well, I know we want to have another tune from you guys before we have to change setups to hear Bluesnik in a little bit. So what do you want to go out on?
We're going to play a song, a Romanian dance, and there will be some improvisation on this one. It's called Jamparelli.
Almost anything Quartet here on Live and Local, live in our studios. Pleasure to hear you guys. And they'll be playing at the Jazz Walk 2011 on Friday night, starting at 5:30, Meadowbrook Park. You can walk around the park through the Sculpture Garden and hear lots of different performers participating, including a group called Bluesnik, who are coming up next here on Live and Local. You're hearing Larry Gray and John Mulder and Charles Heath performing from their disc called Chicago Sessions 1-2-3. Larry Gray is a double bassist and John Mulder guitarist, and Charles Heath the fourth, the drummer. The tune is called No Doubt. And Larry Gray is a jazz bass faculty member at the University of Illinois. One of his students is actually going to be in our next group called Bluesnik, which we'll be hearing live in a few minutes here on Live and Local. Right now, I wanted to, first say that our program today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. We also have support from Sinfonia da Camera, presenting B is for Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms on Saturday, September 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Krannert Center. Fred Stoltzfus leads the U of I Chorale in Bach's Magnificat. More information is available at 333-6280. With me now on Live and Local is Janet Sosby, who is, community...
Program manager
with Urbana Park District, who is sponsoring the Jazz Walk 2011 happening in Meadowbrook Park in Urbana on Friday evening. So this is 2011. How many years has this been going on?
This is the 7th annual Jazz Walk.
And I haven't gotten on one of them. I guess I need to fix that on Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, well, I think I've become a lot more aware. I know I've become a lot more aware of things since doing this radio program. So these things are I'm bound to get around to many things as time goes. And have you been involved?
Yeah. Year? This was probably one of my favorite events because, you know, the Park District is, you know, over 100 years old. And so there's lots of things that we've always done. But this was one of the things that I actually got to create and think of and start on my own.
And what gave you the bright idea to do it?
Well, that's funny because I had to think about that for this show and I had to really go back and remember. And I was on the committee for the Jazz Threads back in 2003. So we were trying to plan this year of jazz events for Cecil Bridgewater's like kind of residency year with Krannert. And one of the things we talked about was broadening the audience for jazz and bringing jazz to non-traditional performance spaces. And so this kind of came out of the brainstorming for that series of things. And it didn't work out for Jazz Threads based on the schedule of events. So I did it on my own with the Urbana Park District.
And it's turned out to be a bit of a hit, I gather.
I love it.
And what kind of, do you get a lot of people that walk through the garden?
Yeah,
the garden,
first year, we had 500 people come the first year, which we were really pleased with, you know, and I kind of do crowd estimates where I have a clicker and I'm counting people and, you know, taking into account the multiple entrances. So we kind of do an estimate. But last year we had between 1,000 and 2,000 people.
Wow.
You know, we've had anywhere more like, you know, 700-800 people come every year. So it's been a real big success and people really love its originality.
And I'm actually re-looking at the forecast here. See what it says for Friday night. Oh, a little bit of cloud cover, but that's it. Just take your jacket.
Yeah, bring a light jacket. It's gonna be a beautiful night, I think.
So there's the sculpture garden there, which is always a nice draw also for people. I mean, the park itself is beautiful. The paths are nice and long, so they make for a good exercise walk for people. But then there are all these sculptures. Is it, do you say it Wandel?
Yeah, Wandel.
Sculpture garden. How often do the sculptures change? Or
you know,
are most of them pretty permanent?
There's a few permanent pieces. I don't know exactly which ones the Park District owns, but a lot of them are leased, and they're, you know, different cycles based on the artist and their availability. Some we change every 2 to 5 years. Some we've had, you know, I think the sculpture garden started in 99, I think. And so some pieces we have for 2 years, some pieces we've had for 10 years. They just change every once in a while.
Well, it's always fun to walk through, no matter how many times you've been through, look at the sculpture, read what it's called, and try and figure out, now, why on earth would it be called that?
Right, right. And I think it being paired with the prairie is another reason to go back again and again, because the prairie is always changing character. So it's a great match.
How do you find the groups that are going to perform each year?
Well, the first year we did it with the Jazz Threads and the Jazz Immersion mailing list, and I've done the CU Jazz and Blues mailing list, and I send it out to a lot of performers, and I do a call to artists and circulate it amongst all the musicians in town. I mean, you know how many talented people are in this town. I don't really have to work that hard. People come to me all the time, and we've always been really lucky. We've had some really great things happen at Jazz Walk.
Do you have to turn any groups away who might
want
to play?
Not. There's been more like someone absolutely had to have electricity, and most of our spots don't have electricity. That's kind of the nature of the outdoor event. Sometimes the size of the group didn't quite work out. We're getting to the point where we've had the 11 groups last year. That's the most we've ever had. And we keep it contained to the small loop of the sculpture garden. And if we had any more than that, I don't know how far out we could go that we'd get people being able to see all the bands in 2 hours. So I think that's probably about as many as we'd be able to have. This year we have 8.
And we've got 2 of them, of course, on our show today with Bluesnik coming up next. And I assume that because it is outdoors and because it's a big garden, even the small loop, is there's plenty of distance in between the different groups, that it's not an issue that you're in one spot and you'll be hearing 2 groups at the same time, or might you?
Well, they kind of overlap a little. It depends on what they're playing. When I actually planned this event, I brought out the loudest boombox I could find, threw some batteries in it, and I put a jazz CD on and and put it down at a spot and then kept walking until I couldn't hear it anymore, marked that on the map, and then kind of placed out where people could go. But it's, you know, it's one of those things where it does sort of overlap a little, and as you're walking away from one group, off in the distance you can hear another one, and it kind of draws you over that direction or maybe the other direction. So there is a little bit of overlap, but mostly it blends just perfectly.
Well, it sounds like a very practical way to go about it.
That's how I do things.
Seems to have worked for you.
Well, so far, yeah.
And so obviously there's no charge. Nobody's going to be standing there charging
admission. Almost everything we do event-wise is free.
This event starts 5:30 on Friday. It's in Meadowbrook Park off of Windsor Road. Well, it's on Windsor Road, I guess, in Urbana. And runs till about 7:30. Is it a pretty much hard start and end time, or... groups keep playing, then they keep
playing? Some of the musicians keep playing a little bit, depending on what kind of crowd is lingering. Of course, by 7:30, depending on the cloud cover we have, it could be getting dark. Some people go a little bit later, but usually it's, you know, they're starting before 5:30 or at 5:30 and ending just around 7:30.
I think I read somewhere that there'll be ambient lighting of some kind, luminaries or something?
Yeah, we have tiki torches out marking the bands, and then we also, our staff put out paper bag luminaires that I've been making for the past week. I've having a lot of fun with hole punches and decorating
and there's no
them
and, risk of catching the prairie on
you
fire?
You know, I consulted our natural areas people, and they're contained within the bag, and I asked for permission before I came up with that, and they said it would be no problem. And we've never, you know, I've had kids go around and blow them out, and we've had a couple get knocked over with no incidences.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I'd hate for this to be the first year.
Yeah,
that
but it's
happens.
It's a pretty cool effect, especially where the prairie grasses are pretty tall and it gets pretty dark, and it's a very nice effect. Like you said, very ambient.
Well, it sounds like a great event overall, and should be a marvelous way to spend a Friday evening before you go off and do other things. It's early enough. 5:30 to 7:30, Meadowbrook Park, the Urbana Park District Jazz Walk 2011. Stay tuned next here on Live and Local for Bluesnik, one of the bands that will be playing on the Jazz Walk. Thanks to Janet Sosby for joining us and for organizing the event.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here's a little bit more from the Tim Green Quartet, actually trio on this particular piece. It's called Dream Dancing. Thank you. bit more from the Tim Green Trio, the tune called Dream Dancing from his disc called Jeannie's Song. Tim Green used to be on the University of Illinois campus playing quite regularly. And I think last I knew he'd gone off to Chicago, but I'm not really quite sure. On the show next here on Live and Local, we have some folks who are in our area. In fact, they're all students in jazz studies at the University of Illinois. Jonathan Houston is the leader of the group, and he's pursuing his doctoral degree on the drums, studying, I presume, with Dana Hall. And Sam Peters is in his bachelor's degree, working with Larry Gray on the double bass. And Zach Varner in the master's program, working with Chip McNeil, who is head of the jazz studies program. And they are three of the four members of the group called Bluesnik. The other member is Alex Blomars, who's also studying with Professor McNeil. They'll be participating in the jazz walk on Friday night. Why don't we let you guys just launch right into a tune? the 3/4 of the group Bluesnik here on Live and Local, who actually are listed on the Urbana Park District website under Jazz Walk 2011 as the Jonathan Houston Trio. So I'm actually curious, Jonathan, is this the trio or is it with the other sax player?
For the Jazz Walk, it will actually be with Alex as well.
Well, but I mean, when you're just the trio, is it this group right here?
Well, the cast...
Or does that change?
The cast so far has been rotating, but...
Oh, well, there you go.
Depending upon whether they want to continue playing with me. if so, this would be the group.
This would be the group, yeah. Right. So, yeah, of course. Well, you better say that now, right? At least until tomorrow night or Friday night is over. Zach Varner is on alto sax, and Sam Peters on bass, and Jonathan Houston is the drummer for the group. And I know... Since you all are students, one of the things you have to do every once in a while is take tests. And Sam has to go take an exam in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, Sam, thanks for coming in. We've got to let you go. I'll ask the other two guys, though, because I'm curious, when you play outside, which is not very often, is there anything you have to compromise on? Anything that you think you need to make any special allowance for when you're going to play there?
Absolutely. One of the main factors is the climate, especially for a wind instrument, the weather. So
yeah,
it's going to be cold.
What do you do?
I have to make sure I'm not ridiculously flat when I play, because the cold weather tends to make the saxophone pitch come way down. So things like that.
So you just, what do you do? Get out there extra early so then your sax is where it's going
to
be?
Well, yeah, I would have to make sure I'm warmed up, but also it just will affect my read and my setup and... You know, the distance that I'll push my mouthpiece in,
so you just
like that.
Keep listening and be prepared to adjust as the temperature drops.
Yeah,
because that may well do that. It's gonna be a pretty cool evening on Friday. Fortunately, it's not expected to rain at this point, which I'm sure would make an especially large problem for Sam and for Jonathan, because you probably don't like getting your drums wet.
It wouldn't be a problem in terms of the fact that we will be undercover.
Oh, well, okay.
But we don't want to have people having to walk around in the rain.
Well, there's that too.
And there are other performers, I guess, who will be under the evening sky. So,
do you, I mean, I'm sure most of the places you play, or at least many of the places you play, you don't really need any amplification because they're small enough, although Lord knows enough people amplifies in a lot in extremely small spaces.
Right.
But given that you won't have amplification outside and the drums tend to be certainly the louder instruments,
sure.
Do you then have to back off outside, you think?
I think in general, one of the issues that drummers have to deal with is being aware of volume. So actually, I was going to answer your question by saying that in addition to not having electricity or not having being outside, in general, I think it's probably true for any of us. But I know that whether it's indoor or outdoor, I'm trying to be aware of how I need to project the sound of the instrument for whatever performance space it is that we happen to find ourselves in. So that's an issue, certainly. For drummers and I'd say for any, you know, certainly acoustic instrument that comes into play a lot.
And it's going to matter, I'm sure, what other instruments you're playing with. Like in this quartet, you're going to have two horns, two saxes, mm-hmm. plus the bass. But if it were sort of a standard, say, piano trio where it's you, the bass, and the piano, mm-hmm. you're going to adjust differently.
Differently,
and
yeah.
probably play very differently.
And it also depends upon the particular players with whom... You know, we find ourselves playing. So adjusting to, and a lot of that, I think, I don't know how you guys feel about this. I think a lot of that is instinctive. You feel if your volume needs to change or dynamics or the amount of, you know, the density, the amount of notes that you're playing that changes in response to what's happening around you, what the other musicians are doing dynamically and how densely they play or how much space they leave. Ideally, I'm responding to that. I don't know that it always happens the way or the way other people would like.
Well, yeah, it's conversational. You know, music is conversational. If I'm always playing so loud or so many notes that I don't leave you any space, or you can't even hear yourself, then, you know, it's like I'm always talking and never giving you the chance to.
Well, I don't want to jinx things by even having mentioned rain earlier, but Janet Sosby just pointed out to me the line here on their website that does say, if there is inclement weather, it will be rescheduled for the next evening, so Saturday evening at 5:30. But so far, it looks good. Should be a little bit of cloud cover and cool temperatures, 5:30 for the Jazz Walk 2011. And I assume this whole business of balance and so on is the sort of thing, among many other things, that you probably talk with Dana Hall, who's your professor.
Absolutely. I've always said that my understanding is that he comes out of sort of the Art Blakey tradition of I play what is traditionally a loud instrument, and I'm not going to apologize for that because it sounds good. But you know, and Blakey's aesthetic and his feeling was that, especially in his band, and most of the time he was a leader, leading his groups, he wanted to push his sidemen, so it kind of light a fire under them. Is the way I've read that he's described it. So he wouldn't necessarily respond to what they were doing as much as he would press them to play more and to project their sound. But and Dana can certainly do that, but he can be, you know, extremely responsive and sensitive, dynamic player as well. And you know, ideally, I guess with any instrument, if we're trying to gain some mastery over it, we're trying to be aware of and utilize the full range of the instrument in many ways, and one of those is dynamically. So, you know, a challenge for a drummer is, with a naturally loud instrument, can I play it softly? But if it needs to be loud, if the music calls for that and it's appropriate, can I do that as well? But do it by my choice, not because it's the only thing I'm capable of.
Well, and for the purpose of the radio show, we are able to adjust you all up and down.
Hopefully
to a degree.
You don't need too much.
To a degree. Well, and now this is, now what we're going to hear next is kind of an interesting extension of the idea of adjusting to different types of players, not only in terms of balance, but also musically speaking, because I don't think you intended to play the tune you're about to play with just drums and sax.
We didn't.
You intended to have another sax and the bass player, but that's the vagaries of scheduling. So gear up for whatever the last tune is. As I mentioned to our listeners, that they are listening to Live and Local on 90.9 WYL-FM and HD Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support as well from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. So from Bluesnik the Quartet to the Jonathan Houston Trio, we now have the Jonathan and Zach Duo, who are going to be at the Urbana Jazz Walk on Friday evening. What have you got to go out for us?
This is an original composition of mine called Something's Coming and It Ain't Good, which is hopefully not portentous of the performance itself.
I'm sure it'll be fine, and thanks in advance for coming in.